You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day!
That's right. Welcome into hour number two of the big program, 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along. From the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street, a constant drizzle. It's one of those days, Zommers, of a summer rain. And it's the kind of perfect day. It takes me back to Richland Center, back when I was in school, middle school or even high school, I guess, maybe still. And my maternal grandparents, my grandpa and grandma Wallace, had a nice home on Hazeltine Street, East Hazeltine. And it was a stone house, and they had a big front porch out on the front of the house. And it's the kind of day that you could take a drink, a book, something, because we didn't have devices back then. So you'd take a book or a drink, whatever, and you lemonade or what have you, and you would just sit out on the front porch, and you'd watch, and you'd listen to it rain.
Porch sitting is a lost art.
It really is. And you would hear the rain on the leaves and the heavier downpours out in the street. And it was so soothing and so calming. And sometimes on a day like today, when it was a little bit, I guess, kind of sort of cooler, but raining like that, Grandma would make chocolate chip cookies or something like that. You have fresh, the smell of fresh bakery in the house and the rain coming down, the smell of fresh rain. That's well said. It's a lost art. So that's the kind of day it is for me today.
Yeah, you know what? That gives me, that's a good idea. I should maybe do some of that tonight if it's still raining.
Yeah, just stick your head out. Don't listen to the devices until we're off the air. and just enjoy the rain. Enjoy the rain. It's a beautiful summer day in Zommers. It's the 30th of July. One more day left in July, and then we're into August.
Oh.
I know, right? We're into the dog days of August in July. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, lots of Jimmys on the air. You got your Jimmy Fallon. You got your, who's the other one? I can't say the other Jimmy. You got Jimmy Fallon, and then you got Jimmy Kimmel.
That's what I'm trying to think. Yeah. I couldn't think of it either. I don't know why. I knew it was a K, but I just kept thinking Jimmy Kimmel.
We've got our own Jimmy. Jimmy Cuska is going to be here at the bottom of the hour. New changes a lot. In fact, when we were up in Green Bay here last week, I couldn't believe it. I'm going to ask Jimmy when he comes on at the bottom of the hour. It had to be like the first day that it was legally the football team was able to practice, or one of the first days. Because last Thursday, I'm up there and at Green Bay Preble High School, beautiful facility, and there's their football team already practicing. I couldn't believe it. And so high school sports is a not very far away. Jimmy's going to be in talking about changes to the WIAA, the governing body of high school athletics, and what's new in high school athletics for the fall. Speaking of sports, things have gone from bad to worse for the Brewers in the last of the three-game series against the Cubs. Chicago coming back with a vengeance. They are angry. You wouldn't like it when I'm angry. It's incredible Hulk time for the Cubs. 8-3 Cubs over the Brewers right now in the bottom of the sixth. So still time, but starting to get late. The Brewers just have not played today the way they have the first two games. Chicago 8, Milwaukee 3 in the bottom of the sixth. You can hear that over terrestrial radio, as they say, many parts of the state here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Heather checking in on Facebook, watching us on Facebook. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Says, we are sitting in the camper with windows open, listening to the rain while watching you. Nothing better than rain in the camper. Well, that's sister and brother-in-law up at the Dells. Well-deserved time off up there. That's also a thing that we did with our grandparents, camping, and you listen to the rain hit the camper. Very soothing.
That's the best. When you're outside, you can sit underneath some kind of something, listen to the rain, and read, like you said.
Yeah.
Especially if you have like a dog with you or something.
Right.
It's very peaceful.
Frankie is up there at the Dells. They've got the rain and they got a dog.
Also, I think we forgot the most important Jimmy talk show host, Jiminy Glick.
Oh, Jiminy Glick. Yes, there's Jiminy Glick. So tell me. Yes, Jiminy Glick. He's fantastic. So anyway, we'll update you on the Brewers. Hopefully you're enjoying your rainy day here across the state of Wisconsin. So we're going to talk a little sports at the bottom of the hour with our own Jimmy Cuska. And then, Zomers, I forget, have you traveled to Europe before?
Yeah, I've been to London and a couple other spots in England.
Look at you. That's, international traveler, man of mystery.
I suppose.
I have not. I've been to Central America. I've been to Canada. I have never been to Europe. I'm not allowed to go in. No, I'm just kidding.
But, that's the only one I've been to.
But anyway, news on travel out of France. France. They're tired of, quote unquote, half-naked visitors. So we'll tell you about that in this hour as well. But right now, 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, just your opportunity to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk stations as of today across the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along and love to have you as an advertiser. And by before we go any further, again, a big shout out and thanks to the great NFL Hall of Famer, NFL Iron Man, Wagyu beef farmer Joe Thomas for having us out to his farm yesterday in Southwest Wisconsin at Six Springs Farm. Really a great show. A lot of fun. Many thanks to Joe for letting us be out there. And one of their partners in Six Springs Farm and Hall of Fame Beef. By the way, if you want to find out about this, go to halloffamebeef.com. Very simple. Halloffamebeef.com is the website to go to for that. Or you can go to their friends Prem Meats in Spring.
No, it's sixspringsfarms.com
website. I thought there was a halloffamebeef.com.
Oh, no, it worked. It just took a little while to redirect. And it brings you eventually to sixspringsfarms.com.
Right. So either one. That's fine. Six Springs Farm, it's plural. Or halloffamebeef.com. Go to either one of those to find out more. Or Prem Meats, which, speaking of sponsors, is where our fine Civic Media sponsors on our sister station in Richland Center, WRCO. We appreciate Prem Meats sponsorship out there. But they do the processing for Hall of Fame beef and Six Springs Farm. So that was my whole point in this, is be like Prem Meats and give us a ring-a-ling at civicmedia.us on the interwebs. And one of our great salespeople will be happy to have you join our sponsor family here at Civic Media. All right. A little cooler today because of the rain, at least here in Madison. But it's been hot lately. Don't have to tell Zobbers. It's been very hot, sticky. And so timely indeed, our category for What's Worse today, no hot water or no air conditioning. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, no hot water or no air conditioning? Give us a ring, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the old Civic Media app. By the way, also a shout out to our friend, Chris Giese, who is our occasional on-site producer, does it out of kindness for me.
Yes, thank you very much.
I appreciate it
a lot. He always does a great job.
He does, and he did the video for us yesterday. It was the key person because he works for Joe Thomas and Six Springs Farm, does almost all their media for them, and so he made the connection, and that would not have happened yesterday without Giese. So many thanks to Chris for helping us set up, and also he's just a heck of a nice guy.
Absolutely.
To hang out with and have a beer. So many thanks to him. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, no hot water or no air conditioning? Have you ever been in the situation, Zomers, where for whatever reason, the boiler, the hot water heater, whatever went out and you had to take a truly cold shower?
I don't think so. I think I'm lucky in that regard. Not that I haven't, you know, been without hot water before. It's just it was in a situation where, you know what? I'm not doing any crazy physical activity right now. I can put off a shower for a day or something like that. Or like I need hot water. Well, the tea kettle works. I can get enough to do what I need to do.
No, I appreciate that. I have been a couple of times apartment hot water heaters have gone out and I'm like, well, I'm not going into the office stinking. And so you kind of force yourself to go in there. But the coldest shower, I'm not sure if I've said this on the air or not, the coldest shower I've ever taken in my life. Years ago, one of my first probably six trips, been to El Salvador and Central America 39 times and counting. Great country. Love the people there. But especially when I first started going there in the 90s, it was not uncommon to not have hot water. And so we were in a suburb of San Salvador, the capital, Apopa. We were in Apopa at my friend's sister's house, very nice house, but it was very simple. The shower was just a pipe out the side of the shower wall. And all it was one knob, not two. And it was just cold. And we had to get to the U.S. Embassy, and we had to leave there at like 4:30 in the morning. So I was taking a shower at 4 a.m. in Apopa in El Salvador. The cold, it felt like needles hitting my skin. It was cold. And all I'm going to say is George Costanza had nothing on me in terms of shrinkage after that shower. It was freezing. So I've had a couple of really cold showers in my life. What's worse, no hot water or no air conditioning? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Julie, listening on WXCO in beautiful Wausau, Wisconsin, says, we don't have air conditioning, but we take showers or use the dishwasher every couple of days. So no hot water is worse. All right, there you go. That's a popular, I think, opinion there by Julie in Wausau. Chris in Janesville, listening on WMDX, says, my wife and I say no hot water is worse. All right, very good. Megan in Sun Prairie, listening on WMDX, says no hot water is worse.
Or no, says no air conditioning is worse.
Oh, sorry, I was reading the wrong one. No air conditioning is worse. Being too hot makes me crabby. Well, I think that's probably pretty popular as well. What's worse, no hot water or no air conditioning? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the YouTube channel. Watching on YouTube says, Tim says, the worst is that my employer turns the hot water on in the summer and off in the winter. Washing your hands is always risky. What?
If you turn off the hot water in the winter, you're going to destroy your pipes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess there's still water in it, but it's just that
it'll freeze.
Well, but you have the cold water side doesn't freeze. It's just so you have water in there and it moves through it. Well, we'll come back. We'll debate this a little bit. Take your phone calls, texts, and off the web as well. What's worse? No hot water or no air conditioning? 855-752-4842. It's What's Worse for a Wednesday in the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Who was that on the vocals there?
Hank Williams.
I thought it was, but I didn't want to seem to reveal my stupidity if I was wrong. So yeah, the late, great Hank Williams. What's the name of that song?
Cold, Cold Heart.
Cold, Cold Heart. Very good. What's worse, no hot water or no air conditioning? That is the question. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Now, Zomers has put up already. So I thought, well, we're talking over the break here in the secret show. You can always watch us on streaming and find out what we talk about when we're not over the broadcast air. It's not dramatically different, by the way.
No.
But people are walking out on State Street right now. It's raining here in Madison. Umbrellas are out, parasols. Do people use parasols anymore?
I don't think so.
All right. Anyway, they're out there. I thought, well, let's take a look out at a Sam Davidson street cam. And I went to move it over there. Now, here's the deal. A big shout out to our engineer, Chris Casper, by the way, because they installed new proper microphone arm stands. They're beautiful because for a long time we were using Blue Books because they redid the studio and, you know, it took a while for things to come in, which is fine. But here, Casper, God love him, he put in these beautiful arms for a microphone. So now it's very lovely and great for the microphone. And so I went to use the street cam, and it's now, did John and Gordy do this?
Yes.
They have taped down our morning crew here at Madison. John and Gordy have used some sort of tape. I'm nervous if there are also zip ties and scissors involved. What are they doing in the morning here? But they have taped down the Sam Davidson street cam so I can no longer move it over to the window. So
yeah, they must have had issues with the cable pulling and so that they couldn't use, like, they use the camera every morning to see either John or Gordy.
Right.
But we use it in the afternoon to look at people.
Right. We just like to be, we're just people watching. People watching. I was going to say peeping Toms.
No, not that. Not that.
But we're just looking at people on the street. And here now, there's a bottle of vodka over there on the counter. What is that?
Well, it's labeled as rubbing alcohol.
Oh, rubbing alcohol.
That's also what's in there.
All right, a couple old speakers and whatever. But you can see now, if you're watching on the stream, you can see a little bit of Fairchild and State Street down there. It is raining outside the window. All right. Well, do we have to buy our own street cam now? Is that it?
We'll see, I guess.
That's fantastic. That made me laugh when I went over. I went to move it. I'm like, wait, it's taped down. 26 past 3 o'clock. What's worse, no hot water or no air conditioning? PJ, watching on YouTube, says no hot water. I've had to boil on the stovetop to take a bath when my water heater failed in my house. I then installed a tankless heater. Problem solved. Those are very popular.
They are.
And
I hear they've gotten a lot better.
You never like run out of hot water, which I guess I still kind of take long showers, but I used to, drain the hot water heater and it made my family very upset. And rightfully so, because I wasn't the one paying the bills. So I hear that, PJ. Let's see here. Heather watching on Facebook says, we've had both break in our house. The AC was annoying, but the basement flooding with the broken hot water heater was way worse. What a mess. All right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Casper, again, many thanks to Casper for putting in these beautiful arms, these microphones. I feel legit now. It makes me, because, you know, I come up short every day as a host, but when you got great equipment in the studio, you feel like you're pretty good.
Yeah, you know, it makes you feel professional.
Right, exactly. I might not, I rarely am, but it makes you feel better when you have so many thanks to Casper. He says, no AC is much worse. Being an old bald guy, I can take a shower in about 45 seconds if I have to. Well, number one, he's younger than me, so I wouldn't call him old.
You wouldn't.
No.
No, I wouldn't either. I just had to say it.
Nicely done, Zomers. Thanks. 45. Now, that kind of reminds me, years ago, my paternal grandparents took the grandkids, like 8 of us at the time, on a trip from Wisconsin to South Dakota. They had a pickup truck with a topper on it. And 7 of the 8 grandkids were just put in the back.
Nice.
With the topper on it, with some cushions and a blanket in the luggage. And my youngest cousin rode up with my granddad and grandma. That's a true story. You couldn't do that today.
Oh, no. But not legally.
No. And so there was like, whatever, 8 grandkids plus my granddad and grandma. And my granddad said, all right, everybody gets two minutes for their showers. And he was, I mean, if you weren't done in 2 minutes... Get out of there. and you knew you better.
Wow.
So yeah, Casper, a quick shower at 45 seconds. What else we got there is operators of the old text line. Roger in Stevens Point says no hot water is worse. I was always without air conditioning in the house until I bought my house 20 years ago. Yeah, I mean, people forget houses didn't come with central air back in the day. So there's a lot of houses that...
Yeah, it is relatively recent.
Yeah, it's not abnormal for a house not to have central air. Also, Connie in the 608 off the text line says no air conditioning is worse. You can always heat water in a large pot of the stove. I've had to do this when my water heater was out. All right, very good. What else you got, Zombers?
We don't have much time.
All right, Zombers, quickly. I know your answer.
Yeah, no one who listens to the show will be surprised. For me, no AC is worse. But I have health reasons for that.
You have health reasons. I'm going to say, this might surprise, I'm going to say no AC is worse because it gets stuffy to sleep with no AC. I don't know. I'm going to say no air conditioning is worse. All right, come on back. We're going to talk about the French being ticked off at naked visitors. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
That we're talking about with Jimmy Cusco.
Oh, that's right. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on a rainy Wednesday, at least here in downtown Madison, July the 30th. Zomer's on the board. Glad to have you along. Now, here's the deal. Before the break, I said, come on back. We'll talk about this story because I guess I'm very excited to talk about it because it's so ridiculous. French resort town cracks down on half-naked visitors. And we'll get to that before the end of the half hour. But as we're going to break, Zombers goes, that's what we're going to talk to Jimmy Cusco about? I said, No. Here's the deal. Our friend Tryggvi Olsen, who usually comes on Wednesday, the world traveler that he is, his plane got delayed on his way to Lithuania to see his family. And he goes, you don't want me to come on with an hour of sleep at 10 o'clock local time, do you? I said, no, I do not. And so he couldn't make it. And so Luke Mathers kindly said, well, how about if I give Jimmy Cusco a ping, as they say now? Nobody calls anybody Zombers. And we're going to ping them. He goes, I'll ping Jimmy Cusco and see if he can. And I said, well, sure, if he has time. And he's such a great guy, such a nice guy, that he said yes. And I just didn't write it down on my card. And so I went to break. I was so excited about the half-naked visitors in France, I forgot about what we were doing. So that said, talking about either naked visitors to France or WIAA High School Sports, the one, the only Civic Media sports director, Jimmy Cusco, live from Southwest Wisconsin. Jimmy, how are you?
Hey, you know, I was all ready to go on high school sports, but I'm happy to do the other thing.
we'll get to that in a little while. I appreciate your versatility. You're a broadcaster who can do it all, and that's fantastic. we'll talk about the French story, because probably part of the funny thing is that I can't pronounce half the village names in the story. So that'll be entertaining in and of itself. More seriously, Jimmy, you are sports director here at Civic Media. We appreciate you. You call sports high school. You call Platteville games on the collegiate level, my alma mater. You do it all. You're here today primarily to talk about, and I can't believe we're going to say this, tomorrow's the last day of July. We're going to be in August. And like it or not, high school fall sports season is right around the corner.
It is. And, you know, for a lot of the sports now, the contact part of the summer ends tomorrow. So football ended earlier this week because the first football practices are on Tuesday next week, which is sort of the official start of actual student activity in high school sports in Wisconsin. Believe it or not, the first actual competitions happen August 14th in one of the sports, and then football gets underway August 21st. So in August, we turn the page to the new school year. And yeah, it is really hard to think about because, you know, hey, we're in July. We're thinking we're in the prime of summer. But bam, we're already to football next week. And I tell you, it's exciting every year for this. But at the same time, you kind of wish summer was a little bit longer because you could hang on to it a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I totally, especially for educators. I mean, they feel like they just got off of school, you know, last week. And here they are having a talk already pretty soon about going back to school. Now, clear something up, Jimmy, because I never played football. I was the manager for Coach Ovidus Rip at Richland Center, and it was a great time had by all. But am I just getting old enough I don't remember correctly? But it seems early for any sort of football activity to be taking place in practices. We were up at Green Bay Preble High School last Thursday at our show up there talking about education. And they have a beautiful new addition there, including a beautiful new football field at Green Bay Preble. I look out. And here's the football guys and the coaches going through drills already. So I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but were there violations here, or has football practice already started?
One of the things I noted, I wrote an article for Civic Media and its websites that went up earlier this week, talked about all the changes to high school sports this year. And it feels like this year we've had more changes than past years. And one of those changes that was voted on in the annual meeting by school administrators this past April was changing summer contact. So summer coaching contact days in Wisconsin used to be limited to just 5 days. You had 5 days if you weren't a spring sport to actually, you know, if you were a coach, somebody with the school, to work with student athletes. And that was changed with the vote in April to make it, and I say unlimited, but there are restrictions to it, unlimited coaching contact June 1st to July 31st. There's restrictions. You can't do it the week of July 4th. Football is for the week prior to the first practice. So there's different periods for no contact, but by and large, we can call it unrestricted coaching contact. And the reason why this was done was that the only people that really had to track or report on these things were athletic directors. So it was just one of those things. Like, did a coach show correct a free throw shooting form? Does, you know, that counts as a contact day? Well, if the coach did that, well, boom, that's one day that they can't talk to any students in their sport. It's a lot to manage, especially with all the competing workloads and things that are happening. So they opened it up to where you can now have you can have coaching contact any day in June and for part of July. I think most schools were very responsible about it this year. I know we were. We limited to just 4 off-season practices and a handful of workouts throughout the summer. The weight room's always open. The open gyms are always there. But a lot of schools, you know, took advantage of it by doing a few additional, like, one-on-one things, you know, a little bit of training, whether it's basketball or hockey or football or whatever it is. It just makes it a lot less cumbersome to have to track, okay, I got 5 days. Where do we use these? What's the most effective use of having only 5 days that we can work with students? So that was one of the big rule changes this year.
And when you say contact, just for our listeners to make sure we're clear, we're not talking about like physical contact when in football where they can like clash and hit each other. You're talking about contact in terms of, can a coach work with, basically talk to and work with a player on any of these sports? That's what's deemed as
correct.
Contact.
That's exactly what it is, Todd. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like in the summer, you know, even in football, there's restrictions on, you know, using helmets and shoulder pads and things like that. You can't wear full pads in any summer practice. And the big thing in all of this is, even with this expanded coaching contact rule, it can never be mandatory. It's completely voluntary. Mm. So coaches can't hold it against you if you're not there in the summer.
I'm only laughing because this all seems very foreign to me as someone who went to high school in the 80s and the late, great Elvitus Rip was our, you know, I can just hear him, you know, these rules now, you know, oh, geez, you know, you want contact? Miss a play, I'll contact you. I mean, you know, I mean, the thing is, Coach Rip was a lovely man and had the heart of gold. But when it came to football, he was intense. And I think, you know, for those of us of a certain age, I don't know, it was like, you know, if the weight room was open and your football coach was also the athletic director and also the phy ed teacher, and he happened to be there and said, oh, geez, you know, you got some great form here. Let me help. I mean, nobody said anything. It wasn't a big deal. And now there's all these rules. And I don't know. Is this too much, Jimmy, or is this protecting the student athletes in a now we have, and maybe this is a segue into this, now there's NIL for high school.
I know the coaching type you're talking about because my high school football coach was Daryl Gago, who's in the Hall of Fame up at Flambeau. So I'm very well aware of the type of coach you're describing. There are a lot of changes, which is why I spent some time kind of going through everything this year, because in past years, there's always changes. They tweak things, rules to be a little more common sense. Maybe there's a rule with how things are going in the playoffs. Maybe they find an issue with seeding. They want to address it. But this year, it just seems like we've had an overwhelming number of changes to go through. So not in addition to the coaching contact thing, which I think is a little underrated, I think the two big things that people will point to as changes this year are going to be NIL, which you mentioned, I'll talk about here in a second, and then the new rule for spectator and sportsmanship. So I'll start with NIL. And NIL, I think, for lack of a better way of putting it, has become kind of a dirty term in sports, just because people have seen it when it's done at the college level. But Wisconsin was one of 9 states at the time it was adopted to not have any policy towards NIL. And what was happening in these remaining states, and what is happening, is that if it's not being taken up by the state high school sports associations, it's being taken up by legislatures. And right. You don't want politics in high school sports.
No.
So Wisconsin had this go through last year. It failed. But it came back this year with much more time, more data, more reasons why they pointed to it being something that could be tenable. And the thing is that the high school version of NIL is a lot different than the college NIL, to the point that it's almost impossible to get a name, image, and likeness deal if you're somebody, you know, just an average student athlete in an average town, whatever. You have to be truly elite to benefit from this, because if you're in a rural town like the one I live in, for example, there's a restriction that anybody who's contributed to a school, its athletics fund, or its booster club, anybody at that business, their employees, spouses, whatever, they cannot contribute to an NIL deal. So in a small town, that pretty much takes everybody off the table, because, you know, a lot of small towns have maybe 5 or 6 main employers tops, and, you know, pretty much everybody in town works at them. So NIL is going to be for truly elite student athletes in probably more urban or suburban areas. And there's only been a handful of these deals that have been publicly announced so far, too.
By the way, our director of operations, Luke Mathers, has chimed in. He says, "I do not use the verb ping," because I said earlier that Luke pinged Jimmy Cuska. That was I was taking a little liberties with the story for dramatic effect. So
it makes the noise, though. It makes the ping noise when I saw it flash up on my screen. So,
I didn't mean to misrepresent Luke Mathers' use of verbs.
Well, whether or not he says he pinged Jimmy, he did ping Jimmy.
Not using the word, but yeah, I get what you're saying. But no, I think this is important, Jimmy, because I think in all seriousness, when a lot of people across Wisconsin heard that, oh my gosh, there's going to be NIL now in high school, and they're seeing these deals that college, you know, players are getting $1 million and that sort of thing, and everybody thought that, you know, the quarterback for the local high school football team was going to be driving a new Dodge Ram. And you know, there might be, as you said, there might be a half a dozen of those in Wisconsin, but because, and correct me if I'm stating it wrong, that to your point, that if you have the local car dealership and they're already a sponsor up on the scoreboard at the football field, they're ineligible. Their wife or their spouse, they're ineligible. So, I mean, there's all these rules, and it makes it a very small pool of actually who's eligible to give to NIL and then who's really eligible to receive.
Yeah, and Todd, think of the ROI on that if you're a business owner. Are you going to give a 16, 17-year-old kid a new car and hope that it brings in business? Probably not, but, you know, that's
and hope
the thing.
They don't do something foolish.
We live
foolish.
In a different era.
Right.
We're in a different era of things. So this policy is meant, I think it's really just meant to just kind of help out with some of the other, I think really the biggest thing is if you put a kid on a poster to promote a camp or something,
right?
Where you can't mention the school, can't mention a conference, the WIAA, but if you have somebody's faces on a poster or something for a skills camp or something, that's no longer not permitted as long as, you know, all the other things are satisfied.
We're talking to Jimmy.
That's really the big reason for the policy.
We're talking to Jimmy Cuska, sports director at Civic Media. A couple minutes left, Jimmy. Any other big changes that folks should know on WIAA coming up this fall?
Yeah, probably the biggest one that's going to affect the people most broadly is that there's a spectator rule. So a few years ago, the WIAA said if you get tossed out of a game, you have to miss one additional game. There's a 1-game suspension if you're a spectator. Well, now there's a new part of this. You still have to do the suspension, but you're not allowed to come back until you take an online course to the NFHS. It's free. It's about 20 minutes long, but it's a sportsmanship course that you have to pass, have the certificate, a PDF, make sure you send it into that venue's manager in order to be allowed back in. So in addition now to a 1-game suspension, if you're a spectator tossed from a game, you now have to take an online sportsmanship course in order to be allowed back in. I say broadly affecting people. I don't think that like you're losing 30 fans a game to it. And if you are, you have much bigger problems. But this is something that does affect people beyond high school sports in general. If you're at a game and for whatever reason you get ejected, well, now you have an additional step to take in order to come back to that venue.
Very good. In my opinion, I love this because you officiate as well. I mean, there are too many people out there giving their time as officials for high school sports who it's beyond getting razzed now. It's become physical in some cases. It's become verbally abusive from these parents who think that their kid is the next starting quarterback at the D1 college. So I'm happy for this. This needs to be controlled.
Yeah, they have taken a lot of steps with officiating to address the, yeah, the fan behavior components and try to make it better for officials. So I'm good with this move too.
Jimmy Cuska, our sports director at Civic Media. Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate it. Have a great day. Come on
Thank
back.
You.
We'll if Jimmy wants to stick around, we're going to talk about naked French tourists. Don't go anywhere on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Ah, Perry, in the spring. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The naked people, they are everywhere.
That's what he was waiting to do. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour, ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, whichever one of our great stations you listen to. Weather update with our great weather team, the great Mike Clemens, sports reporter at Lambeau Field. Practice is underway for the preseason. Clemens will have the details on that. And probably it is just finished. It's all over in Milwaukee. The Cubs, they were ticked off. Craig Counsell was ticked. And the Cubs come back to win the last game of the three-game series, 10-3. Your final score, Cubs over the Brewers, and just got done down in Milwaukee at AmFam Field, which means, and Jimmy Cuska, our sports director, is still with us. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy, that I believe that means that Milwaukee will finish the series with a one-game lead over the Cubs in the NL division.
The most shared meme right now in our sports chat here at Civic Media is trying to find Milwaukee on a map is the same as looking at the standings. You find Chicago and then look up and there's Milwaukee, and that's still the case. So, yeah, it's a game lead right now. One game. Here we go.
It would have been nice because they came in today two full games. If the Brewers would have won today, it would have been a three-game lead over Chicago. But, hey, you know what? It could have been.
There's still 2 months to go. It's a
right.
long season.
And,
man.
And they could have come out of this with down three games to the Cubs. So I'll take up one. They won the series, so that's good. Good to the Brewers, but they lost today 10-3 to the Cubs. All right, now Jimmy, you've stuck around. Zomer said he's been to London before. Have you ever been to Europe? Have you ever traveled to Europe, Jimmy Cuska?
I have not. The only foreign country I've been to is Minnesota. So
I've been
to Canada. Doesn't really count,
I've been to Canada. Been to Central America. I've not been to Europe yet. But here now, according to CNN Travel headline. French resort town cracks down on "quote unquote" half naked visitors. I would have failed broadcasting pronunciation school on this one. Here we go. A French resort town has introduced fines for people found to be walking around topless or in their swimsuits anywhere other than the beach. Authorities in La Sable de Lyon, located in the Vendée region of France's Atlantic coast, have announced fines of up to 150 euros, that's 175 US bucks, for those walking around the town, quote unquote, half naked, according to a Facebook post from Mayor Yannick Moreau, published today. Railing against the top, this is even women, he's railing against topless men. I personally say, what's wrong with that? Railing against topless men, Moreau criticized the quote-unquote indecent behavior. He wrote, quote, "It's a question of respect for locals who don't want people wandering around their town half-naked," Moreau said. He went on to say, "It is also a rule of basic hygiene in our markets, our shops, our streets." He called on local police to ensure that the rule is enforced. This is the mayor again saying, quote, "If you want to show off your pecs and your best swimming shorts in La Sable de Blanc, there are 11 kilometers of beach at your disposal."
I feel like if the issue is that people are going into businesses like this, just do no shirt, no shoes, no service.
I say, fire up. We're going to end this today with Kenny Chesney. No shirt, no shoes, no problem. That's
nice.
What do you think about
this,
Jimmy?
First of all, who's actually complaining? Is it just one guy
that's
got an agenda? Is it like a bunch of people complaining? Like, I don't get it. Like, is it just one person with power in government saying, you can't do this anymore? Or is there actually like legit like community uprising against this kind of thing?
I mean, I don't think people should be going into, say, a concert, like a proper orchestra or something topless. I mean, that's you don't want that. I don't even think you want people necessarily going to a proper supermarket inside without a shirt on, especially if you're sweaty. But if you're just walking around, I mean, come on, if the French are going to say you can't walk around without a shirt on, maybe they should start shaving. They don't. The French don't shave enough. Heather on Facebook says, Americans are the worst dressed in Europe. Before her daughter went to Spain, kids were given the directive to remember they were representing their school and America. Dress conservatively. Cut off shorts, micro skirts not allowed. Now, that I agree with. And also have a shirt or wrap to cover the shoulders. And also, only Americans wear pajama pants in public.
I feel like not that many of us do that either.
I don't know. I see a lot of that. The pajama pants
thing. Have you been to a Walmart at 10 in the morning, man? Come on.
Well, Walmart is a unique place.
That's funny, Jimmy. Yeah, that is a... You ever play Walmart Bingo?
I have not, but it seems really familiar to... There's a website called People of Walmart that is what you'd expect.
Now, look, I'm having a little fun with this. I mean, I agree that... I mean, some of the stuff that I was in retail for a while, LLB, and I'm telling you, some of the stuff that particularly young girls wore in there, it was like, come on. I mean, it was just, I think, inappropriate, indecent. But I'm not sure that a guy not wearing a shirt walking through the downtown of a French city, I'm not sure that's indecent.
Yeah, I wouldn't say so. Like, people are shirtless in America, too.
Right.
And they're just like, you know, out for a run or whatever, or mowing the lawn. It's like, you know what? If you don't want to see it, don't look.
I just get amused because I think the French...
It is funny.
The French sometimes take themselves a little too seriously, I think. But I also agree with Heather that in general, Americans probably aren't formal enough sometimes. Jimmy, what say you?
You know, there is something to be said for wearing something appropriate when you're out and about. But I would tend to agree. Seeing the stuff, I used to work in merchandising, so I go into a lot of grocery stores and stuff, and you'd see what people wear there. Boy, that was wild sometimes.
Many thanks to Jimmy Cuska, our sports director, for joining us. Thanks, Jimmy. We appreciate you. Pat Kreitlow, a mornings of Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9, and Zomeritz on the board. Be like Kenny Chesney. No shirt, no shoes, no problem. Maggie Dawn is next. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.